Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
With the big beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
District Attorney issues official statement on ICE protests. City of Paso Robles invites community to coffee with the city event. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Dozer work for rural and ranch development. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. County District Attorney Dan Dow released a statement yesterday addressing protests in ICE-free zones. The release says the rights to peacefully protest, petition the government, and exercise free speech in public forums is a constitutional right they respect. At the same time, activities that cross the line into violence and other criminal conduct are not, the release says. When protest activity becomes unlawful, it may result in arrest or prosecution. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "I always support the rights of people to protest. However, I strongly urge those that do so to do so safely within the limits of both federal and California law." The release then addresses questions regarding the concept of so-called ICE-free zones. These are symbolic designations, according to the release, and do not override federal jurisdiction. Local and state governments do not have the authority to prohibit lawful federal enforcement activities, the release concludes. Paso Robles Public Works has announced two upcoming closures, one for Scott and another for Olive Street. The Olive Street closure will start Tuesday, January 20th, and will be closed for a week. The closure will be on Olive between 8th and 9th Street, and a detour will be available through Vine Street. The Scott Street closure will only be for a single night on Tuesday, January 20th, from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. on January 21st. Scott Street will be fully closed from Creston to Via Ramona for work on the Scott Street Sewer Project. City of Paso Robles invites community members to Coffee with the City event. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place Friday, January 30th at 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Coffee with the City is an informative and informational community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics, the city's website says. Each session of Coffee with the City is scheduled for approximately 1 hour. Key topics for the January 30th meeting include looking back at key accomplishments in 2025, looking ahead at priorities for 2026, and introductions to staff members added over the past year. No registration for the event is required. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The celebration starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown City Park with a celebration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. The program will feature guest speakers and uplifting musical performances in Dr. King's honor. Afterwards will be two service opportunities where neighbors can give back together by volunteering. The two opportunities are a care package service project at the Paso Robles City Library or a mulch beautification service project at Robbins Field. These will go from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and participants will receive a special commemorative gift and access to a luncheon at 11:30. You can sign up for one of the volunteer projects at the City of Paso Robles website. The City of Atascadero invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for its outdoor skate area, taking place at 4:30 p.m. tonight at George C. Beattie Skate Park, 5493 Traffic Way. A-Town Park offers 7,000 square feet of outdoor skating areas and 8,000 square feet of indoor space. The area has received a vibrant facelift with exterior paint upgrades and new improvements to enhance the experience for skateboarders and scooter riders. Come join the City of Atascadero tonight. Refreshments will be made available, and to learn more about the programs and camps offered at local recreation. In sports for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. Tomorrow, KPRL will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30 p.m. Then on Saturday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at 3:15. In the NBA, yesterday the Hornets beat the Lakers 135-117, the Warriors over the Knicks 126-113, the Trailblazers beat the Hawks 117-101, the Thunder over the Spurs 111-91. Tonight, the Kings will face the Wizards, the Clippers will go against the Raptors. On Saturday, the Warriors will face the Nuggets, and the Lakers will go against the Trailblazers. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. In California news, Kaiser affiliates based in Oakland settled a lawsuit alleging Medicare fraud. The allegation says that Kaiser pressured physicians to falsify medical records to receive higher reimbursements. Kaiser settled for $556 million. The settlement does not admit any wrongdoing. The San Jose City Council voted unanimously earlier this week to ban U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents from using city garages, parking lots, and parking areas of community centers and libraries. Santa Clara has enacted a similar policy, blocking ICE agents from using county-owned lots, garages, and other spaces. A federal judge ruled that the Trump administration's lawsuit against California regarding voting records was unprecedented and illegal. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit seeking detailed voting records and personal data on registered California voters. District Judge David O'Carter said, quote, "There cannot be unbridled consolidation of all elections power in the executive branch without action from Congress." KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. State Department, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, have reached an interagency agreement allowing USDA to operate the Food for Peace program. The National Association of Wheat Growers says that the Food for Peace program has embodied the best of American leadership now for decades, delivering life-sustaining food around the world while supporting U.S. farmers here at home. NOG Chief Executive Officer Sam Kiefer said, NOG is thrilled to see this agreement between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and State Department and thanked the Trump administration for initiating this common sense move. He said having USDA manage Food for Peace strengthens the program's stability, ensures continued market opportunities for American-grown crops, and safeguards in-kind food aid for people around the world who need it the most. NOG also believes that the agreement provides near-term certainty and that U.S. farmers are calling upon Congress to pass this legislation permanently and transfer Food for Peace out of the State Department and into the hands of the folks at USDA.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Farm Bureau and other advocacy organizations representing ranchers and rural residents joined in a letter to ask for $30 million in the 2026 to 27 state budget fund to fund the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Wolf Program. The program was crafted to ensure livestock production is not jeopardized by California's recovering gray wolf population. California Farm Bureau and others have been successful in pushing the fund, the Livestock Compensation Program, at $5.3 million since 2021. There are currently 10 recognized wolf packs in the state and additional areas of wolf activity. Last year, ranchers saw a significant increase in livestock depredations by the apex predators, which are protected under state and federal endangered species acts. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the mid 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday through Friday. Low 70s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Upper 60s on Wednesday and Thursday. 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar, located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it. Everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Demand for loans and financial services boosted PNC Financial's earnings in the recent quarter. They topped forecast, shares up more than 2.5%. PNC is based in Pittsburgh, but has expanded in Arizona and Colorado after completing its acquisition of First Bank earlier this month. M&T Bank shares are narrowly higher. It says earnings rose 16% last year, and its fundamentals remain strong. Analysts at Berenberg say the Wegovy pill could see sales of $1 billion this year. There were more than 3,000 prescriptions in the first 4 days of its launch. Topgolf Callaway Brands will now be known as Callaway Golf Company. It has completed the majority sale of Topgolf Entertainment to Leonard Green and Partners. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He was out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso. And want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, set, ready, go. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and here we go. A couple of things. Dan Dow on the protest, and I wonder what the restrictions are on people being able to protest. And I'm not talking just law enforcement as well. If people are protesting and they're keeping people from getting to work or just carrying on with their lives, is that a possibility that these people or a person could be arrested? Certainly with law enforcement, we see it on the news almost every night in Minneapolis. I was watching a little bit of it yesterday afternoon, and there were a bunch of people spray painting a car. And there were, looked like not the local police, because we know what's going on with them there, but they were allowing them to do with it. And I don't know if it's because they don't want to stir things up even a little bit more. But if anybody knows what the laws are regarding, you know, how far can you go when you're interfering with the life of not only, the daily lives of people, and including law enforcement. And for officials to encourage people to do that, because we got an email today concerning that, and I'll get to that. But, you know, I wonder that a lot. Before I get to the email, I kind of... Chris, if you had a company, all right, you had a big company, all right?
Sure. Big business, big company.
I mean, you know, big time stuff. Like, let me see for an example here. Oh, like Kaiser. Okay?
Sure.
And you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
You're admitting no wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to give somebody a check for $556 million.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Not particularly.
Okay.
That's just because I view settlements as a different way.
Right, and who knows what took place, you know, behind the doors. But my reason for bringing this up is because it's on one of my favorite subjects I've been talking about the last couple of months, the book Extortion. Companies often do these type of things because they want the government to leave them alone. Hey, if you give us this 500, if you settle for this amount of money, we'll say no wrongdoing. And we'll just go to the next company and extort them. I'm not saying, I don't know the particulars in this case, you know, what happened. But many times through this book I'm reading, I come across that. That even includes donations. If you make donations to people and they get elected themselves and their pals, there's a good chance they'll leave you alone. But if you don't, well, maybe we'll find something wrong with the pens you use at work. I'm just being facetious here. Because the government has that power. I should make a copy of one of the pages in it where the author specifically points out what the Obama administration did to many companies because they didn't get either donations at all or enough donations. That is the power of the government, and that should scare the living daylights out of everybody, because they use it with the starched, you know, the hair that doesn't move, and the starched suits. That's what they do with a smile on their face because they care. They really care about the American public. All right, now to this email. It's it came in after the morning exchange yesterday. Councilman Beal, is what it says, to Kevin Councilman Beal. I watched the video of Chris Beal's comments regarding her social media post about ICE. What a self-centered response. Woe is me. ICE agents have been attacked for doing their job. For a city official to encourage anyone to destruct, and I mean disrupt, because we know if a fair number of people show up, there will be some unhinged people who will lose control. And the consequences could be terrible, as we have seen. If Beal would think about the potential dangers any law enforcement agent faces for trying to arrest anyone, this would make their job harder. Would she want anyone to interfere with her job? By the way, ICE agents are not going after Boy Scouts. I would suggest to the public that the next time Beal opens her mouth, they start hollering and yelling F-bombs at her. Would she like that? She should resign. Apparently, she's okay with criminals living in Paso Robles. All right. Well, thank you for that email. Appreciate it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Good morning. Oh, good morning. Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're very well.
Very well. Hey, why don't they use, on those protesters, water cannons, especially back in Minnesota? I know it caused the ice problem, but you get those boys and girls wet once, they ain't coming back in that weather.
I don't know. I also wonder, why haven't they declared a curfew?
Yeah. Well, if Trump was his Insurrection Act, puts that, then they can do the curfew, I believe. They need to put a stop to it one way or another because it's getting out of control, completely out of control.
Well, it is, but you know, I think about this when I watch the films or the video, and I go back to the Rodney King stuff. If you remember, law enforcement was told to stand back because they didn't want things to escalate.
Yes.
Now, you can remember, you know, you probably remember seeing, you know, that truck driver, or I forget his name.
Denny something, I can't remember his name.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, and you know, the police department, from my understanding, in Minnesota has been told to stand back and, you know, not help. So, but I do scratch my head on this, on why in, you know, plain sight of view that they're damaging federal vehicles and nobody's being, at least from what I've seen, nobody's being handcuffed and taken away.
Yeah, that makes no sense. They're emboldened so much that you can't touch me. You can't touch me, you know. I say they need to be put on their face and handcuffed.
So I don't necessarily think that these are protests anymore, do you?
No, it's a riot.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Full-blown riot. Protesting is holding the sign up, standing on the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's a protest.
Right. You know, maybe.
You start damaging, assaulting, that's when you bring the military in, you knock them flat and get it over with. I don't like to see the use of military in the city or whatever, but when it comes to that, time to stop it.
Well, we also see the ICE officers standing there, and they're having things thrown at them.
Yes.
And these middle...
And they're law enforcement.
Yeah, and these middle-aged women, it looks like, for the most part, are dropping F-bombs at them left and right. Which, okay, they have a right to cuss, and, you know, that's what we like to hear from people. But, you know, at some point, you go, well, what's really going on here?
Yeah, it's not assault, but, I mean, would you sit there and let somebody do that in your face?
No. No, do you
of those men and women are crazy to have to put up with that.
Do you have the right to throw something at somebody with, and I'm sure that it's an intent to hurt them. So
that's assault.
Right. Now, is it assault if it doesn't hit? Or, well, attempted assault.
Yeah, if I shoot at somebody I miss, guess what? I'm going to jail for attempted murder.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't know how long this will continue, and, you know, what's going to be the final result?
The bleeding hearts we're just going to have to just set aside all their whining and take care of it. But the politicians won't do it. They've got their donor base and everything else, and there's only one, well, there's a couple of politicians now that will do it, and it starts with a name, Trump.
You know, another thing, and as we've seen with a lot of these riots turned into protests turned into riots around the country, is I'm always curious to how many people that show up in these particular cities actually live, are from there or live there.
Me and my mom were having that same discussion last night. They don't live there. There's too many people there in an area. They can't be all living there. There's people that have to take and go to work. The people that aren't there are at their job. They're doing the work that pays for those people, if you want to call them that, to be there.
I haven't heard or seen many interviews of people who live there that are against this.
Now, I saw one last night, and the gal was... went up and was buying the ICE officers drinks and stuff and snacks.
Wow.
That's the only one I've seen, yes.
Now, is that because others are afraid to come out?
I don't know if they're afraid to come out or they're just not being shown.
Yeah, that's...
with the media nowadays, there's no offense, to the media, other media, they just don't, it's not in their narrative.
Well, I was watching Fox the last couple of days, and I only saw one interview of somebody who was against it, and it may have been the same lady who was buying things. I don't remember, but
it could have been because that was on Fox that I saw too.
Okay, but I also, you know, I said this last week that one of the things I don't like about Fox is they cut off interviews at, I think. they cut them short. Now, I know it's done at all networks, you know, for time purposes, but when I'm listening, particularly on Jesse Waters, there's something about those edits that I'm suspicious of. And I'm not talking about the rearranging of the words. I'm just talking about when they decide to cut something, because that could be a key. If you remember with Chris Mitchum, when he was running for, I forget, Congress or Assembly X amount of years ago in this area, it was Nurse Ratched. She did a commercial where she cut him, you know, him saying something, and it wasn't what, it made him sound bad, but they cut it to where he couldn't finish what he was trying to say. And I see,
exactly.
I see that on Jesse, or I hear it on Jesse Waters a lot, and I don't like it. Because, you know, usually it's going to be, you know, they'll have a Democrat supposedly saying something that, you know, he doesn't agree with. And I just think that that's not the right way to do it. Let the comment finish out. Let the thought finish out.
Yeah, because you just don't know what, there could be a but, there could be something at the end of that to take and, to give it the whole context.
Yep, that's it. So I think, you know, when they want to complain about the other networks, I think they need to look at themselves.
Yeah.
So, all right, sir, we'll see what goes on.
All right, gentlemen, you have a great Friday.
Thanks, you too. All right, let's see here on the text. I like the farmers in Europe's response to protests, spraying them with manure from the dairy. That happened, X amount of months ago. The truck driver's name was Reginald Denny down there during the that stuff in Los Angeles X amount of years ago. So, all righty. Also, I got this in. This has to do with the city. And the city attorney here in Paso Robles, a letter was sent to the mayor and members of the city council. This was having to do with something at the meeting the other night. And this person said that they are asking the council to review the city's legal costs with the BBK law firm. Okay. Now, many of us have had questions about the one competency of Ms. Hull. And the advice she has given to the city, or also why BBK wasn't responsible for the parking debacle. Anyway, part of this letter says, the California Attorney General, the chief legal office of the entire state of California, earns approximately $210,000 to $214,000 per year. Okay, now figure that out monthly. By comparison, BBK is billing the city of Paso Robles approximately $134,000 per month, or about $1.6 million per year. Again, this is from the other day. So at tonight's meeting, a $224,000 payment to BBK was approved, and even the mayor questioned the amount. This is the main reason why all of us advocates want to get rid of BBK. BBK represents roughly 30 California cities and generates hundreds of millions of dollars in annual revenue. Paso Robles' legal costs are clearly not minor or routine and place our city among BBK's higher billing clients. For a city of this size, spending at this level warrants serious scrutiny. Many comparable cities employ an in-house city attorney at a fraction of this cost, using outside counsel only when necessary. I respectfully urge the council to publicly review these expenditures and evaluate alternatives, including hiring an in-house city attorney or retaining a different firm with clearer cost controls. I don't know how many of you realized how much we were paying BBK for what some would consider a lot of incompetency. By the way, it was Mayor Hammond who questioned this, but apparently the rest thought, another $224,000. It's no big deal. What the double hockey sticks? It's only their money. It's only their money, the sheep's money. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles Public Works has announced two upcoming closures, one for Scott and another for Olive Street. The Olive Street closure will start Tuesday, January 20th and be closed for a week. The closure will be on Olive between 8th and 9th Street. The Scott Street closure will be closed for a night on Tuesday, January 20th from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. from Creston to Via Ramona. County District Attorney Dan Dell released a statement yesterday addressing protests in ice-free zones. The release says the rights to peacefully protest, petition the government, and exercise free speech is a constitutional right they respect. At the same time, activities that cross the line into violence and other criminal conduct are not, the release says. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Protests continuing against ICE in Minneapolis, day after agents shot an illegal immigrant. Fox's Alexis McAdams.
People were throwing fireworks and rocks, bashing the windshield, spray painting cars, and more. The latest unrest happens as federal agents say they were ambushed while trying to arrest an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. ICE tells us an agent opened fire in self-defense after he and two other illegal immigrants from Venezuela attacked an ICE agent.
President Trump met with Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner, Maria Corina Machado. She presented something to the president that she believes he is more entitled to than she is.
I present the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize.
It is unclear whether he accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. America's listening to Fox News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
We have 11 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230. Excuse me, KPRL 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the late NBA game, Charlotte beat the Lakers in L.A. 135-117, despite 39 points from Luka Doncic. Golden State over New York, 126-113. Knicks star Jalen Brunson was out with a sprained ankle. Jimmy Butler of the Warriors scored 32 points. Wins for Dallas and Portland. Victories for San Antonio and Boston. Oklahoma City won its fifth straight, 111-91 at Houston. Detroit edged Phoenix, 108-105. And in Berlin, Orlando Orlando came back to beat Memphis 118-111. Those two play again against each other in London on Sunday. In women's hoops at the college level, number 2 South Carolina at home beat 4th-ranked Texas 68-65. NHL wins for Utah and Boston. The LA Dodgers are signing right fielder Kyle Tucker to a reported 4-year deal. It does have an opt-out after year 2 and another after year 3.
All righty, we've got lots of football for you. The playoffs this weekend starting tomorrow at 12:30 will be the Bills and the Broncos. And Sunday, 11 o'clock, Houston taking on the Patriots. And the 3:15 game will be the Rams and the Bears, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. As we need to turn the button, says on, not off.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, another nice one, low 70s, clear, plenty of sunshine. A few passing clouds tonight and overnight, lows in the mid-30s. High clouds and sunshine, mid-70s on your Saturday. And for Sunday, we'll have another day full of sunshine, and high should be in the low 70s. Same on Monday, Tuesday, upper 60s, Wednesday and Thursday, then mid-60s. Some clouds and sunshine next Friday. Again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:12 a.m., 5:14 p.m. We are at 32 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. You'll find them at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Okay, the right choice, KPRL. We have 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Just go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, let's see here. We check in to see if there's any varmints out there on the highways and byways. Let's see here. There's nothing to report on the world famous pet alert, but if you lose one or find one, give us a call Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. But there are exceptions to that. Today, the office is closed. And then Monday, nobody's going to be here. I've got specials lined up for you for the MLK. So, Chris.
Kevin.
All right. How am I going to do this one?
Do we have time today? It's music trivia, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's 8 minutes away.
All righty.
Okay.
Get to embarrass myself again.
Maybe not. boy. Okay. A hurricane releases more energy in how many minutes than all the world's nuclear weapons combined?
20 minutes.
Oh, that's a pretty good guess.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Okay, not bad.
In other words, the heat from a hurricane would be proportional to exploding a 10 megaton nuke every 20 minutes.
That's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. For those of you that live through hurricanes, you know what that is like. Been through them, don't like them. Been through the hurricanes, been through the tornadoes, been through the blizzards. What else? That's all back east. Give me an earthquake. Earthquakes are over like that, okay? I'm not saying I want it. However, living through that stuff is pure double hockey sticks. It is not fun. It's scary.
You said you're just basically saying you'd rather live through an earthquake than a hurricane. Not that you actually want an earthquake to hit.
Yeah, no, I don't want. I mean, they're gonna. You know, those things are gonna happen. But in the scheme of things, having lived through all of these, you know, including the blizzards and so forth. Well, you know, blizzard. Well, it does damage, but nothing like the tornadoes or the hurricanes. So maybe a blizzard, but I don't want to shovel snow. All right, we're going to move on here. Our world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, countywide approved concealed carry training team. All right, now it's time for trivia. Here we go. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You qualify for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply there on file.
Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song, and if you know the name of the song of the artiste, call in, and I will decide if you're close. Ken, here's some important rules. Do not answer a question with a question, and watch your inflection when you answer the question. All right, Kabish, here we go. Good luck. By the way, this recording is, I took it off an old 45, and I didn't clean it up. For those of you who remember, you had the little record players. My sister had one, and she told me I couldn't use it, but when she wasn't around, I would. But good luck. Here you go. (laughs) 238-5775, 238-KPRL. This was a biggin. This was a biggin. And I will tell you, it was recorded 60 years ago. It was recorded 60 years ago, and this, like a lot of groups from this era, they were short-lived. But in a short time, they had quite a few top fives, including this is their biggest hit of all time. Hi, good morning.
Hi, that was Kind of a Drag.
Kind of a Drag, yep, by the Buckinghams. Obviously, you remember, did you like the song?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was number
one. Old music from the 50s and
60s. Yep, indeed. It went to number one in January of 67. So it only took about a month or so for after it was recorded, or released anyway, to go to number one, replacing I'm a Believer by the Minkees. So may I have your name, sir?
Yeah, Dan Hartnish.
All right, Dan, thank you very much, and enjoy your weekend. And here it is from 19, again, released in December of 1966. And going to number one in January of 1967. Number one for the Buckinghams out of Chicago.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, cause you love my eyes like it.
Buckinghams and the song, it was the first of the band's three top hits in 67 among five total top 40 hits for that year for the Chicago-based guys, and it was a gold record again. Number one way back in 1967 for the guys out of Chicago. They were short-lived. They disbanded in 1970.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The City of Paso Robles invites the community to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place Friday, January 30th at about 7:30 a.m., held at the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration will return Monday, January 19th.
The celebration starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown city park with a celebration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
One of the producers suggested that they take the name of, you know, something reflective on the British invasion, which was popular at the time. And so they decided the Buckinghams, but it was also by the suggestion of a security guard at the radio station. The band liked it because of a hometown landmark called Buckingham Fountain. All right, we've got two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast 28 years, 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.